Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized Friday political podcast, as always sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk, and thank you so much for downloading this. Okay, just because you ignore the consequences of the vaccines doesn't mean that they ignore you. And you may have seen this story where an actor called Adam Schiller has died suddenly, age 60. He was in Victoria and he was in The Last Kingdom, so he was a reasonably prominent actor. And as I say, he's died suddenly. So shall we now go and look at a couple of tweets that he put out? This one was from the 7th of August, 2021. He says, "If you don't get vaccinated, it's a pain in the ass for everyone, but mostly for you because of all the things you won't be able to do. And it's free, safe, and will stop you and your loved ones from contracting a nasty disease with loads of long-term effects, including death." And then this one from the 27th of December, 2021. "Good news, folks. I had my booster 10 days ago, more or less, and now I find Loza Fox 70% less annoying." Okay. Listen, I'm sorry for his family that Adrian's died. No one wants to see anyone dying. But the fact of the matter is that those who rush into the arms of Big Pharma to take these experimental gene therapies and then boast about it and then mock those of us who didn't, you know, when the inevitable consequences follow them, it's hard to be terribly upset. Now, isn't it? And as I say, I do express my sympathy to his family, but he's the one that was telling us that, you know, it's a pain in the ass for everyone if we don't get jabbed. Well, he doesn't have to worry about that. And he may find Loza of Fox 70% less annoying, but that's because he is 100% less live. He's dead. And this is the problem. You know, it really, really is the big issue. However, when you look at the sort of, you know, behavior that these people indulged in 2021 in particular, that was the critical year, 2021. That's when, if you remember, the jabs rolled out in the January, and then the second jab by the summer, and then some of them were up to their booster by the Christmas. He was one of them. So we've got a lot of mRNA in them, a lot of nanoparticles, a lot of spike proteins, and ultimately at 60-year-old, a lot of death. He never did get to be 61. And I mean, really, you know, it just shows you how these people were brainwashed into doing something. And then they were convinced that not only were they doing the right thing, but people like you and I were the problem, as he puts it, pains in the ass. Well, he doesn't have to worry about having a pain in the ass anymore, does he? Or a pain anywhere else? Because he died suddenly. And as we know, there is an absolute epidemic of sudden deaths. Yeah. And died suddenly. Yeah. And government doesn't want to talk about it. No one wants to talk about it on the side of the jabbed. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to be reminded about it. And I can understand why that is. Because they obviously, you know, they don't want to essentially have their nose rubbed in their poor decision-making. But it was poor decision-making. And I don't see why we should have to apologize for the fact that we called it wrong. You know, the reality of the situation is that we all faced a choice back in 2021. You know, and some people were heavily influenced by what the TV was telling them, what the experts were telling them, what the politicians were telling them. And this actor, this guy, this chap, obviously got caught up in that, Adam Schiller. And he basically, you know, bought into every aspect of the propaganda. And he took their jabs. One, two, three. Now, that was at the end of 2021. I've got no idea if he took more in 2022 or indeed 2023. But I know that he hasn't lasted beyond April of 2024. I know that. And there's, I mean, there's loads of instances like this. I could bring you people who, you know, were very, very enthusiastic for the jab and now they're dead. Now, this guy, as I say, he also appeared in BBC's Death in Paradise. You know, there's a certain irony in the title, isn't there? Because he didn't find any paradise in the jab. he didn't find anything, but ultimately, I think, death. That's very sad. So I want to pass on my commiserations. I mean, not that I know them, but I'm sorry for his family. I'm sorry for his next of kin. He may have a wife. He may have kids. And I'm really sincerely sorry for them. I think he and many others made some really bad decisions back in 2021. And ultimately, you make bad decisions, it has consequences. That's the thing. It's not risk-free. And he's found out, I think, that he's found out now that, the jabs didn't protect him from death. Now, did they? Thanks for listening.